Hey, Shane, how are you doing?
Hey, Mike, good. How are you?
I'm great. Living the dream.
Living the dream, as every week. Is that your, like, catchphrase?
It kind of is. I started saying it when I, like, first started working, like, 10 years ago. And it just has stuck, and it's just my generic response now.
Okay. Yes. I maybe detect a slight bit of sarcasm in there. I don't know.
I mean, it's one of those things where you keep wanting to stop saying it, but you just subconsciously do it. And then whenever somebody says, you're always living the dream, you're like, man, I do really say that all the time.
Well, when we were recording the Discovering the Waterfront Silverstein album, we were working with Cameron Webb in California, and he had like a studio co-owner that he owned these two studios with. And this dude was kind of like helping us out, you know, well, like letting us in and stuff. And also he'd like engineer for us sometimes. And every morning before we started working, I had to call him, and he would answer the phone every single time. He would go, very proud of you. And I'd
That's
go,
pretty great though.
I'd go, yeah, hello. And he'd be like, hey, man. Yeah. So what time are you coming in? And it was never addressed. And then about the third or fourth time it happened, I was like, why do you say that? And he got all weird and never answered me. So I asked Cameron, and Cameron's like, oh, yeah, he's just fucked up. He, like, has to say it every time he answers the phone. It's like a tick.
Yeah, and that's how I feel like it is for me. Like, whenever people ask how I'm doing, just what it is. But that's great, though. I love that. Like, you answer the phone, and I'm proud of you. Like, who
very
if you need a little
you.
Encouragement yep. in these trying times, like, helps you keep going a little bit.
Yeah, well, this was 2005. These were the glory days, man. There was viruses, forget about it. We didn't even have them on our computers yet. It was great.
I'm pretty sure they were around there still.
I know. Well, Mike, let's talk tunes, man. This is kind of a big week, I think. Maybe the first, you know, real big week we have, and I'm pretty excited to see what you picked. But first, let's talk about the number one release of last week, which was an EP from E. Callboy.
Yeah, I don't know. I really loved it. I think that the new songs, the three that they released, Hypa Hypa, Hate Love, and MC Thunder 2, they were all bangers. I loved what the new singers bring to the table. The two tracks that were re-recorded off of their first EP, I wasn't sure last week if they were going to be straight up re-records or if they were like a play on the versions, but they were straight up re-records. I really liked those versions as well. It's great to hear those with kind of modern production, and I really liked the acoustic version of their song Prism off the last album. But what were your kind of thoughts listening to this?
Well, to be honest, I didn't listen to it. I heard Hypa Hypa, obviously, and I think the MC Thunder video, I caught that one. And then, I don't know, I just kind of went about my week, and I didn't listen to it. So,
Understandable.
I don't know, but it doesn't sound like I missed a lot if it's just one other additional new song. So, such is life, I guess.
Yep, and I did listen to something else that we said we were going to talk about this week.
Oh, yeah?
The new Marilyn Manson album. Oh, my.
Is that a good laugh or a bad laugh?
That's a bad laugh. I did not enjoy this record. It was really, really boring, in my honest opinion.
And no country songs? Because I noticed he's wearing a cowboy hat in some of his latest promo photos.
And this is where I'm going to be honest. I got about halfway through it, and I stopped. Because I had other things going on, and I just forgot to get back to it. I didn't hear a country song, but that would have at least grabbed my attention a little bit more than what he did have on there.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you don't always get them right, I guess, Mike. It's hard.
Don't.
I mean, that was only one single was released, too, I guess, right? So,
yep.
Okay, well, let's move on. We got a big week. Let's get started talking about it. Kick it off.
All right, so number five, I am going to mess this up because this is Swedish and I don't know how to pronounce it, but I want to say it's the new album Vredesvad by Fintroll.
Okay.
Fintroll is a folk metal group out of as I said earlier, Sweden. This is their first new music in 7 years, which is awesome. They were kind of coming in with that initial boom of like death and power metal that was happening in the early 2000s. Bands like Ensiferum, Teresa's, Moonsorrow, Amon Amarth, things like that. And from the singles I've heard, they're really coming back strong and not really changing much up with their sound, which I think is a good thing. I absolutely love this band. I think they're one of the best bands to come out of the genre. They're interesting. They take tinges of other genres and mix it in with folk metal as well, like a little bit of black metal. And they've got a couple like the occasional kind of breakdown-y portion. And I'm really excited for this album. Have you ever listened to any folk metal, things like that?
Yeah, like what is that band? Teresis or Teresis? I never knew how to say it.
Yeah,
I think they're from Finland. I have a couple of their records, and I'd say that the next thing that I get into is like Ailstorm, and as we both know, that's a little different, but I love Ailstorm.
I absolutely love, and I would say these guys, they do have a little bit of the kind of the Ailstorm tinge. Like they're a little bit ridiculous at times too, and they overemphasize the kind of folk aspect, and so when you expect something to be, oh man, now would be a really good time for a guitar solo. Nope, he's just going to rip on like a hurdy-gurdy or a dulcimer for like 30 seconds. And that's kind of what it is. And it's awesome though.
Right. Like you never know what might come, right? Like there's it's so unexpected. No, I just pulled it up and they, in their promo photo here, they're all wearing elf ears.
Yep.
Or I guess troll ears is maybe what, I don't know. Do trolls have crazy ears? Probably. But it's funny because as you look across the photo, and there seems to be seven guys in this band, the ears keep getting bigger and bigger and more ridiculous. So I could see them having a little bit of humor, maybe not quite on Ailstorm level, but I like when metal doesn't take itself too seriously. So exactly. I'll definitely check this one out.
Awesome. I'm glad.
Number four.
So now I need to make a statement. Like, this is in no particular order. I am excited for all four of these next albums pretty equally. They are all heavy hitting bands from our scene, and they are all kind of breakout albums in a way, I think, for a lot of them, which is always exciting.
Yeah.
Bands that I think could go from headlining maybe 800 to 1,000 cap rooms, depending on like major cities and stuff like that, to moving up to kind of like the bigger rooms, I think, like the 1500 cap, things like that.
Right. They might go from playing their living rooms on a live stream to maybe an actual venue on their live streams.
Exactly. And one of these bands actually did. So we can talk about that in a minute.
I don't mean that they can't play actual venues on a live stream now. I just, because there's no shows, it's just so funny to make that comparison, you know?
Oh yeah.
God.
Like, from an empty living room to an empty venue.
Exactly.
So, number four, this one I'm going to put out, is it's a little post-hardcore kind of emo band from California called Movements.
Oh, yes.
Are you familiar with Movements?
Am I familiar with Movements?
Yeah.
Oh, of course I'm familiar with Movements. Jeez. We toured with them back, actually, with Good Charlotte. We both opened up for Good Charlotte back in 2017. And, okay, you know, they were on the Warped Tour a couple times.
Yep.
And my friend Ira, we always talk baseball because he's a big Angels fan. So we're always texting about baseball. And they're a great band. You know, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. They've seemingly been around for so long, but this is only their second album.
I know. And I think it's because the last album, Feel Something, came out 2017. I want to say even early 2017. And they kind of disappear as far as releases go, I've noticed. They'll release something and then just kind of fade away. I mean, amazing band, though, and this was one of my favorite albums in 2017. And they've got a way of doing this thing, too, where they release these singles, and I'm kind of met on two of the singles. I really love the newest one, Tunnel Vision, but I felt the same way with the last album, and when I listened to it as a whole, it really came together and it was a beautiful picture. And I think this album's going to do the same thing for me, where it's just going to all hit at once.
I think so too. They're one of those bands, right? Yeah, like they don't put out an album every year and a half. They don't, you know, they take everything that they do very seriously, seemingly, and knowing them a little bit and their personalities, that is them. So I think that I'm surprised this is actually so low on your list. I know you had the disclaimer of, okay, all four of these records are kind of could all be number ones on any given week. But yeah, this being a number four is crazy because I don't want people to miss this one. You know, I think this is going to be, this could be, you know, album of the year material, just like their last record was.
Yep. And that's definitely the statement too. Like all of these albums, I'm probably going to rate them at the end of the year as a 90 plus out of 100. Like I'm very excited for every single one. And this one, just because the way I decided to do it is I did it based off the singles, and this one I'm just least hyped on the singles, but coming together, it might be the best out of this entire week. Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. I could see it. All right. What's that album called?
It's called No Good Left to Give, which great album title.
It is pretty good. I like that. Oh. I like that. All right. Let's go on. Number three.
All right, so number three out of Dallas, Texas, with their new album, The Path, it's metalcore. I want to say up-and-comers, but they've been around kind of in the background of the scene for a while. Fit for a King.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't call them up-and-comers at all anymore. I mean, I think the last couple of releases, they've really showed they have a strong fan base, and they're a really good band, you know? You know, I think early on, they really, it was like they're this Christian band and everyone wanted to talk about that. And now I think that they've broken away from that a little bit. I don't mean in terms of their beliefs or anything, just in terms of the fact that there's a lot more to talk about, you know, and how good their music is and how talented they are rather than just, you know, whatever labels you want to put on them.
And by breakout, I didn't mean like, oh my God, everybody's going to know about them from now on. I mean, whereas a couple of weeks ago, we talked about Era and how their breakout and they could possibly be kind of like the next ABR or something like that. I feel like Fit for a King is kind of on that precipice. Where
they're right there.
If this album hits, which I think it's going to, they're going to be one of the kind of the scene leaders for metalcore right now. And I'm going to be honest, I have heard most of this album. Last week on Thursday, they actually did an album release live show filmed at a venue. It was awesome. Basically, from what I've heard, I've only disliked one song. And that was one of the singles, Locked in My Head. I think it feels a little radio rocky for the band. But overall, I think this album's going to be incredible. I think Vendetta is going to be on a lot of people's song of the year lists when it comes out. It's incredibly heavy. I'm very excited for people to hear this.
It's very interesting that you said that about Locked in My Head, because I know those guys pretty well, and I'll check out their new stuff from time to time, and I think that song's really good. I didn't get like here's our attempt at radio rock vibe at all. I just thought that it was a really great song, and I was surprised with of course how much clean singing is in the song, but for me, that it brought that band to a new level, and I think that people are really gonna like that song when it comes out. And I think you're gonna be wrong, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just my personal opinion on it. I like Fit for a King when they're heavy. Like I like songs like Bat or Backbreaker, Death Grip, things like that. Some of the other singles that they put out, like God of Fire and Breaking the Mirror, I like those. And I think if you're a fan of metalcore, there's things that everybody can kind of love. You've got kind of the little bit more radio-friendly songs like that, but you've also, every album, you know you're going to get one or two that just throw you on the ground.
Right. Well, is this their fifth album or something? I mean,
Something crazy like that.
Yeah, like they've been at it for a minute, you know? And I think there comes a time, especially when we're talking about metalcore bands, where I think you got to take some chances. You know, you got to evolve. You got to live a little bit, or you're just going to fall you're going to fall in that trap of making the same record, you know, every 2 years. And I think it's going to get very stagnant. So I applaud them for taking some chances, trying something different. Especially since I know their fan base can be maybe a little stuck in their ways. So I applaud them for that.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I'd love taking risks as long as they're calculated and not just, hey, we should make a radio rock record for the fact of, or for the sake of making radio rock, right? I mean, they're still who they are on this, these singles, and from what I've heard of the record, and I think it's going to be great, and I'm still really excited for it.
Okay. Number two already. Here we go.
Number two, a little pop punk band out of Chicago, Illinois, Knuckle Puck, is dropping a record called 2020.
Yes, I wouldn't call them a little band at all. They're pretty fucking massive, and this is hugely anticipated for a lot of people, including myself. I loved Shapeshifter, their second album. Yeah. And
phenomenal.
Yes, and I just had Joe on the podcast, I guess it was last week, you know, so we talked in depth. I encourage everyone to go back and listen to that, you know, to kind of get some insight on this album. What have you heard about this album, Mike, you know, from maybe the outside?
So from the outside, I haven't really heard a lot besides the couple singles that I've heard. I know there's kind of been a lot of intrigue around this album because this was one of the first albums that was announced right towards the beginning of this whole pandemic situation. And they just kind of open-ended said, hey, here's some pre-orders. We put out a new song. We don't honestly know when this album's going to drop. And just kind of let it hang there. And I thought that was an interesting move because I expected the instant this started happening, every single band that didn't have something already coming out was just going to keep their mouth shut until it started to clear up.
Yeah.
But Shapeshifter was also, what, 2017, I think? So they hadn't released music in a while and they really wanted people to get a hold of something, which I definitely appreciate.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, you got to put something out, I think, right? I mean, especially when, you know, the whole band life and what we do, you know, as live or touring or active artists, it's all changing, right? And if you're talking about the only thing you have out is songs from 2017, like that's your latest album, you know, it probably does feel a little stale when you're just doing, you know, renditions of that now 3 years later. So I get, you know, I get why you'd say, you know what, this has got to come out sooner or later. People are sitting at home. Let's put it out. And, you know, it's funny now because it's like been 6 months, right? So here it is finally.
And they had really cool initial pre-order numbers. Like I'm a huge vinyl record collector. And when they first announced it, I know a lot of my friends were tentative because they're like, I don't even know when I'm going to get this record, right?
Right.
And but I saw, oh, one of 200 pressing for Knuckle Puck, you know I'm going to hop on that. Like, so it's all these kind of like little cool things that they did. I also love the guitar pedal. I know you guys talked about that on the cast as
well. Yeah, we did.
Like,
so cool.
Such a cool pre-order item. A little expensive for my blood, but really cool.
Yeah, I love it too. I love it too. And this album, I think, is really going to take people by storm. I mean, I love their last album so much, so I have very, very high expectations. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they will be met when I hear the entire record, because I actually haven't heard the whole record yet. So I've just heard the singles as well. So I'm really excited. Talking to Joe about it, it seems like this album is going to be a little bit more like their first album, which is definitely okay. They kind of said this is going to be kind of like a feel-good album. So, you know, that's kind of not what you'd expect in 2020. You'd expect maybe something a little darker.
It's kind of what we need, though.
Right. I agree, man. I agree. All right. Wonderful. Well, we're going to get to the number one album after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back, Mike. How was that? Did you enjoy that commercial?
I love that commercial. I mean, I don't know what it was about, but I love all the commercials.
Well, it's funny because sometimes there's commercials and sometimes there isn't. So I always wonder when people are like, wait a second, they're back. They didn't go anywhere. So if that was you just now listening to this, then yeah, that's for you.
I've honestly got Spotify Premium, and that's how I listen to all my podcasts. I don't think I've gotten a single commercial on my podcast. It's just always like there's not even a break. You just go straight to it.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. All right, Mike, give it to me. What is the number one most anticipated album this week?
So my most anticipated album, it's a... And you're probably going to notice this. I love pop punk bands out of Australia recently. It's the new album Self Care by Yours Truly. Yes. Have you ever heard of these guys?
Yeah, I have. I guess we're on the same record label. I think that's how I first heard of them. And yeah, it just was kind of the sort of thing where it kept popping up in my Instagram feed. And I was like, this is like cool. And I feel like I saw more pictures of them at first than I heard their music. And then one day, I think it was like a clip, like a little video clip. And I was like, oh, okay, this is like actually sick. So I've been listening to the band, I feel like, since they kind of got started. And this is their debut full length, right?
Yep, they've got a full length and two EPs out, which I was looking at this because I always love the Spotify monthly listeners and everything. How many monthly listeners do you think they have with only having two EPs and four singles from a full length out?
Oh, I have no idea about monthly listeners. I am constantly baffled at how some bands have so many and other bands have so few. I don't. I don't know. It's weird. So I'm not good to judge, but you tell me.
They have over 200,000 monthly listeners now, which is absolutely crazy. Because like I like to go and like look at everything else too. 17,000 likes on Facebook. Like, where are all these people coming from? Playlists? Who knows? But I've been listening to this band since around 2018. They put out a single called High Hopes that I just absolutely love. I heard that song, immediately fell in love with the band. I was so happy I got to see them for the first time last year at Riot Fest because they were on tour with Senses Fail.
Oh, cool.
Absolutely amazing live as well. I'm super excited for this band. I'm super excited to hear this first full length. They've got that kind of like almost 2010s pop punk feel to it still, where they're not adding a lot of effects, things like that. They're just, hey, we're going to write some catchy riffs and write some catchy vocals and let it roll.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. It isn't super gimmicky, you know? And I think, you know, it kind of almost seems, and pardon me if this comparison is too on the nose, but it's kind of like if Tonight Alive just kind of kept with the style of their first album, you know, and they didn't try to go off and do a bunch of, you know, pop, you know, stuff and kind of, which was great. I love all the Tonight Alive records.
But, I still love it. Tonight Alive is one of my favorite pop punk bands. So
right. Well, then this makes sense why you're so into Yours Truly, because I do think that they kind of are back on that trajectory, you know, that early Tonight Alive was on. I mean, obviously they have female front woman. I guess that's redundant, isn't it? Female lead singer. And, you know, they're also on that same thing as Stand Atlantic, although I do think that they're quite a bit different bands.
Australian pop punk, that's all that I'm saying. It's the new version of Australian metalcore, where back in the 2010s, every good metalcore band was coming out of Australia. Now all the pop punk bands are taking over.
Right. Everyone just got happier. How can you not be happy when you're in Australia? All those metalcore people were like, no. It's beautiful here.
I mean, exactly.
There you go. Plus, they have an EP called Afterglow, so I have to like them.
Oh, true. I mean, what a great name. It's like, I almost feel like you should use that for a song or something.
I know. It would be really great. All right, Mike, I think we did it again. Man. Yours truly, number one. That's cool. I did not see that coming this week, so that's nice. I think it's good to shine some attention on a band that definitely deserves it. That's awesome.
So, do you want to get into some honorable mentions?
Let's do it. Give it to me.
All right, so my first honorable mention, and I really wanted to include this, I didn't really include a smaller quote-unquote band, somebody that's starting to break through in the scene. There's this band called Rogue. They are a metalcore band, kind of progressive metalcore band, I guess is a better terminology for it.
Okay.
They're putting out their first EP. At least I think it's their first EP. I didn't look super into it, but I've recently come across their singles. They're very energetic while still having a lot of technical guitar aspects, and I'm very excited for that. There is a new single that I heard this morning from a band called Afterlife.
Okay.
They are kind of new metalcore. It's a very politically charged song. I'm very happy with the sound direction that the guys are taking. Very excited for that and other people to hear that. And then one of my favorite up-and-coming bands that I know we're going to be talking about in a couple weeks, I don't know how, but they found me, put out they put out a new single with it, or which is the name of their new album. It's called Razzmatazz,
okay. Which
absolutely amazing. You know I love weird kind of song names and album art.
It's a great smoothie at Jamba Juice.
I wouldn't even know. I've never been to a Jamba Juice.
No, you don't have them in Michigan?
We probably do, but I'm not really a smoothie or juice guy.
Okay, that's fine.
But yeah, do you have anything that you've kind of noticed or heard that's coming out?
Well, literally just before I called you, I noticed that there's a new Deftones single announced.
Yeah, there has been.
I haven't had my ear to the ground for Deftones stuff, but that sounds very exciting for a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the new album actually drops next week, if I recall.
Wow.
I'd have to look at my list, but yeah, it drops pretty soon.
Wow. I also would like to point out that I put Afterlife into Spotify to check out this band that you talked about, and yep. I'm not even kidding you. There are, let me count, that's 18, 19, 20, 21, 22,
oh, God.
23 artists on Spotify called Afterlife.
23.
Are they the one with the blonde... dude?
Yes.
They're the first one that comes up. So, okay, they're the one with the blonde dude. So if you're trying to find them, they are the first one that comes up. And there you go. Yep. Because I even had a little trouble right there. So
if it helps as well, the new single is called Wasting Time. So hopefully that'll help too.
4 Year Strong did it great. I can't wait to hear their version.
Oh, yeah. It's 100% not a cover. I can confirm that.
Okay. Well, I guess we did it, didn't we? Let's have a quick recap, and yeah. I'll let you go, Mike, but thanks again for this.
Yeah. For number 5, we've got the new album Vredesvad by Fintroll.
Great. I love your foreign pronunciations. They're always really great.
I mean, I'm doing it way more than I thought we would.
Well, you don't always have to say all these band names and albums and song titles. Now you have to. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I normally just look at it and I'm like, eh, it's close enough. So for number 4, we've got No Good Left to Give by Movements.
Yep.
On number 3, we've got The Path by Fit for a King. On number 2, we've got 2020 from Knucklepuck. And our number 1, or at least my number 1, is Self-Care by Yours Truly.
Great. It's funny, you look at all these album titles too. Well, 2020 is the obvious one that jumps out, you know, and I know it's like 2020 vision, you know, so that's kind of like a cool little play on words there. But, you know, self-care is also something that's, you know, really important right now this year with everything we're going through. And The Path, I don't know, is that The Path to get on the radio? Is that what you think, Mike?
I don't know, maybe with one song at least.
But some great albums this week. I really hope people can spend some time this weekend listening to these new records. And, you know, feel free to, you know, let us know what you think of these records too. If we're doing a good job, you know, Mike's on his social media. It's at Slappy Slam. Yep. And you can find me at Shane Told. And yeah, hit us up, follow us, whatever. And of course, the main podcast Instagram is at Lead Singer Syndrome. And you can even send me an email, leadsingersyndrome@gmail.com, if you're so inclined.
My DMs are always open to talk about new music.
There you go. Slide into the DMs. Mike loves it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mike, we did it. Thanks a lot.
We did it. Thank you, Shane. Have a good one.
You too. All this new shit, got a new whip. Got some new ice, that's some new drip. Got rid of my old trash, got a
this new shit, yeah. All this new shit, yeah. All this new shit, yeah. Got a new wheel, that's some new ice, that's some new drill, yeah. Got rid of my old trash, got a new bitch. All this new shit, yeah. All this new shit.